And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side of Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, just pulling pins on truth grenades. That's what we're doing. All right, I got to read one more text that I just realized was further back in the queue and I had not seen it earlier. If you missed my monologue from earlier in the show, it was on Memorial Day. And I will very likely close out the show with a piece of that again. But I just saw a text from John from South Huntsville. Brand new texter in the text lines today. John from South Huntsville says, U.S. Army Vietnam 1968 vet, engineer company commander. Thanks for another amazing monologue. Witnessed unbelievable atrocities by the Viet Cong. Your monologue was greatly appreciated. John, and your service is greatly appreciated. Welcome home, my friend. And I'm 68. My dad was there for his first tour in 68. My dad, JP's granddad. In fact, maybe both your granddads were there in 68.
Yeah, both of my granddads were, yep.
Yep, absolutely. John from South Huntsville, thank you. Welcome to the text lines. We're glad to have you. All right, let's just go ahead and say that there are times when I'm preparing the show early in the morning, and I mean like early in the morning, rousting myself from my slumber, moving myself through my first cup of coffee, digging my way through the resources online to find those stories to bring to your attention. And sometimes I find myself thinking, good Lord, the wokeness. Look at all the wokeness. How much wokeness can there be? Next thing you know, I believe that I've got a vast cornucopia of wokeness, a plethora, a buffet, a charcuterie of wokeness, if you will, which means it's time for another round of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Ah, yes. Wokeness is still out there, even though Trump is in office. It's still there. Yesterday, I told you about this, like, flaming story about how Starbucks baristas are on strike. Still cracks me up. Because it's very hard. They do not want to have a dress code. I mean, they want to come to work in their flannel pants and their flip-flops and wearing a raggedy t-shirt that they just wash the dog with, and they think that's okay. You know, got bedhead, and they roll in looking like a bunch of unprofessional Joe Snuffy the Ragbags, and they want to be a barista. Which I said yesterday, and I still continue to say, that is not a career path. How in the world we can have baristas unionizing, I have no idea. But they are called Starbucks Workers United. That's the name of the union. Starbucks Workers United. And they are on strike right now. Not all of them, just some of them. And by the way, Starbucks Worker United did say in a statement with regard to the new dress code, which requires them to wear a black shirt. That's just important. It doesn't say what kind of black shirt. It just said a black shirt. A black shirt like a polo, a black shirt like a button-down, a black shirt like a, I don't know, a sweatshirt, a black shirt. It creates uniformity. It's a dress code. It's your black shirt with your green apron. And they give you the apron, for crying out loud. We're not just angry over a short color, said Starbucks Workers United in a statement. This is the actual statement from the union. Starbucks is a massive company without focus. They refuse to staff our stores properly, give guaranteed hours to workers, pay us a living wage, or even provide stipends to pay for this arbitrary dress code. We need fair union contracts. Now, you're a barista. You put cream in coffee. You're basically the hardest part of your day is lifting the water up to the top and pouring it into the coffee maker. I'm looking right now. I decided to go check it out and see. Yes, Starbucks Workers United has their own X profile. And let's see how many they have. They have 94,000 followers. Hard to sneeze at that. 94,000 followers on Starbucks Workers United. Today, one of their top posts, just posted 2 hours ago, has a young skull full of mush who is mocking her employer, saying, Starbucks hangs posters on the wall with pictures of people. Do you know that they may be using your photo without knowledge to promote their so-called welcoming environment? And she goes on to say, a welcoming environment means they actually pay us fairly, staff us properly, and finalize their union contracts with strong protections for LGBTQ+ and BIPOC workers.
BIPOC. Bipolar people of color.
No, not bipolar people of color. Although that does fit. LGBTQ+ and BIPOC workers, that's where we are right now. So baristas are holding out to make sure their BIPOC brethren and sistren and the LGBTQ, we don't know what they are, because their pronouns are they, them. Yes. All the non-binary BIPOC baristas should not have to have a black shirt. That's what it's like in woke world right now. Just listen, I fear for the modern age if this were to ever take hold.
I think if you identify yourself as BIPOC, you got more issues in your life than wearing a black shirt. That's just my opinion.
Is the black shirt racist?
Everything, yes. Everything is racist.
Well, especially when you divide things up into segments, and BIPOC is one of them. By the way, how did BIPOC become, like, to get black, indigenous, and people of color? Are the black and indigenous not people of color of their own?
That's what I mean. Like, if you have to identify yourself as BIPOC, like...
If you turn it around, it's COPID.
COPID, yeah.
Color of people, indigenous, something.
Something.
Anyway.
If you have to identify yourself as an acronym in general, I think that's...
All said and done, woke world is filled up with acronyms that make no sense whatsoever. How about this? Adventures in woke world. The U.S. Army, Dateline Today from Daily Wire. The U.S. Army. A new memo has gone out asserting that the U.S. Army's transgender policies will mean that birth certificates need to be changed back. So, how did we get here? So, can you imagine, you've got the personnel files, you know, the deployment records. You've got HRC has got all the, but HRC now has documents that reflect something that's not true. Which, by the way, how do you get a security clearance? How do you get a security clearance when you lie about how you were born? Oh, I'm a female. No, I'm sorry. You're not. Anyway, commanders will now take immediate measures to update personnel records and administrative systems to reflect the biological sex of all individuals, the memo declares. It must reflect their biological sex. The memo avers that a person's sex is, quote, unchanging during a person's life. The fact that we have to have a memorandum of record, I mean, this is literally a memorandum of record being sent out to all stations. This is an all-con, everybody pay attention, and there we are. On May 6th, the Supreme Court stayed an order from U.S. District Judge Benjamin Settle in Washington State, who had issued an injunction that was barring the Trump administration from prohibiting transgender people in the military. Well, I mean, it's one of the ones that we won on so far. Now, the merits of the case are still going out. But what happens is when the Supreme Court removes a lower court's injunction, what that signals is that the higher court, in this case SCOTUS, the higher court believes that the likelihood of prevailing on the merits leans in favor of the Trump administration. And we're proving it. And oh, by the way, now we get to change all the records that shouldn't have been changed in the first place, because that's the way woke world walks. And I guess these people being discharged can go be baristas at Starbucks. Phil Williams, more on that. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, this show, I'm talking about this show, this one right here, Right Side Radio. I'm talking about it goes from, like, Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border, to what we now get to once again call Fort Benning. Fort Benning, and yeah, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio audience. So thank you very much to all of y'all also who go out on the World Wide Web and tune in anywhere in the big wide world. And you watch it online by streaming it, by picking it up on podcast. And yeah, that's why we have over 300,000 downloads of the podcast of the show itself. So thank y'all very much for what you do. We do this because of you, and y'all make it worthwhile. I will also say, too, I hope you guys are checking out the fact that we've got some new podcasts. We're going to be, I will say this, it's Friday afternoon at 4:35 right now, for those of y'all that are listening on Central Time. And we are, the Right Side staff is taking Monday to be with family and friends. So there will be a replay of another show on Monday, filling that gap. And then we come back on Tuesday. When we come back on Tuesday, I'm just telling you right now, there's going to be also a brand new podcast hitting the airwaves. So, yes, we kicked off this past week. We kicked off what's known now as the Just Right Podcast with Phil Williams. And the Just Right Podcast is our first long-form podcast. It's an opportunity for us to sit down with some of the most interesting people in the world and just go deep dive conversation with them on the things that make them tick. I mean, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff. The one that came out this past week, I encourage you to get hold of it. You can find it on our YouTube channel. The Just Right Podcast with Phil Williams, and the guest this past week was Jared Hudson, a former Navy SEAL who is now fighting human trafficking. His story is pretty crazy cool, and it's filled up with war stories. It's filled up with faith. It's filled up with family. It's filled up with freedom. So you really ought to check it out. Next week, got a guy named Conrad Thompson who, Conrad's an extremely successful mortgage broker or lender, and yet, oh, by the way, he's also in the World Wrestling Hall of Fame. What? Yes. Crazy cool story. I'll tell you how basically Ric Flair's son-in-law became a mortgage guy who now has a podcast. It's very cool. We'll have that out on Tuesday on the Just Right Podcast with Phil Williams. All right, let me jump back into... Oh, I do have one more thing. I got a shameless plug. I got to make it. So because the Just Right Podcast is new, a lot of y'all know we have a merchandise store on the rightsidemedia.org website, rightsidemedia.org. All our stuff's on there. The merchandise store has coffee mugs, t-shirts, hats. We got our Benshot Bulletproof Influence highball glasses. All this stuff's on there, stickers. 10% off if you use the promo code JustRight. So we threw a promo code out there just for folks, and the majority of the people who are hearing about it are the ones who are listening on radio. So yes, JustRight is the promo code. Get you a t-shirt, a hat, a mug, whatever you want, 10% off. While it lasts, and we're running low on some stock, so get what you can. All right, let me jump back in. Adventures in Woke World. The Daily Fetched has a piece that came out 2 days ago. So there's a new Washington state law. So Matthew in Washington, I apologize, man. I'm calling out the state where you have to reside for right now. There's a new Washington law, believe it or not. I cannot believe this. The governor of Washington just signed into law House Bill 1296 that was passed by the state legislature that literally allows schools to hide sexual assaults from the parents. Why would this be? Well, I mean, woke world is filled up with all kinds of stuff. I mean, you got BIPOC baristas and the whole thing, right? But this case, this bill signed into law, actually repealed certain rights for notification about everything from academic performance, medical care, school safety issues, and law enforcement issues involving their children. What could possibly be the purpose in this? So, by the way, every Republican in the state of Washington, because there are some, all voted against it. But they're outnumbered, and so they lost. Like, the bill does things like schools are now allowed to delay parental notification when incidents involving their students occur. Why? Well, because they have a right to their privacy. They're kids and we're the parents. It does things like parents are no longer guaranteed access to their children's medical and mental health records. Oh, I did not know you were giving my child birth control pills at school. Perhaps I should have known that. I'm her parent. How about this? Schools are no longer required to immediately notify parents when students receive medical services from school staff. Oh, you mean like transgender hormone therapies? COVID vaccines? I'm her parent. How about this? The bill says it permits schools to delay notifying parents by up to 2 days. 2 days if their child is a victim of a crime or a sexual assault on school property. I can find no rationale for that whatsoever. What they're going to say is, well, you never know. You never know whether it's true or not. And so we don't want to let it get... We got to take a chance to work this out. You know how long it takes for evidence to go away? A rape kit needs to be done within a very short window of time. And they're going to say, well, you know, we got to wait a couple of days before we let... I'm going to tell you right now, if my... Well, now grandchildren, but now my kids are grown. But if my grandchild had this going on, try to keep me from going down to that school and having some serious reasons why they might not want me there. I mean, this is... woke world is dangerous. Woke world is laughable. Woke world is funny. And there are times when woke world is just dangerous. And this is one of them. Washington State is going to crack off and fall in the ocean for too long. Just saying.
That's just completely asinine.
I mean, there's nothing in there that makes any sense. And I, you know what? I'd love to have been a fly on the wall for the debate. How did they defend that bill? I mean, how did they get up there and actually go, here's a good idea. What we really think we ought to do is make sure that parents don't know nothing about their kids. How about this? Put your kids in private school. like ASAP.
Well, if you alienate your students from your parents, then you can indoctrinate those kids even better and make it more effective, in my opinion. If you keep the parents out of the equation, that just makes that job easier. They can indoctrinate them with whatever they want to indoctrinate them with.
Well, that's exactly the point. Trying to get to the kids. Absolutely. How about this? AI. I get concerned about AI. I think one of the scariest things ever said in any movie was, and on that day, Skynet became self-aware and decided we were the enemy. That's a scary line. All right. Just...
That's how the Terminator comes to real life.
That's exactly how the Terminator comes to real life. If the zombie apocalypse doesn't get us, the computers will. There's a suit right now. And by the way, this one, I got to go two ways on this one here a little bit. But there's a Christian organization out in California. It's a Christian organization. The name of the organization, though, is called Holy Sexuality. I know. I saw your face. I don't know where to go with this. Should I mock it? I don't know.
I'm sure the intentions were pure. But
the intentions were actually pure. But the name, slightly troubling.
Yeah.
Holy Sexuality is a Christian organization that promotes biblical views on marriage and sexuality. Okay. Its founder is a guy named Dr. Christopher Wan, who says that he applied for a 20% discount offered by OpenAI to nonprofits, but he was told his organization did not qualify because it was too religious. So OpenAI is now discriminating on religious grounds. And I wonder, is that the AI talking or the people who work at OpenAI? Pray tell, what is your guess?
Probably the people working there.
It's the former BIPOC baristas who moved over after the strike didn't work.
Yeah.
And there's no dress code at OpenAI, so they just said, we'll go there. And now they're discriminating against a group called Holy Sexuality. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how in the world they chose that name. I'm mocking the good guys right now.
I know, that's the problem.
That's the problem. They gave me reason to mock the good guys. But how awful is that they sat around in the boardroom, we got to form an LLC. No, it's going to be a corporation. Oh, it's going to be a nonprofit. Okay, it's going to be a corporation. What are we going to call it? How about Holy Sexuality Inc.? What? Sounds like a tattoo parlor.
Yeah, not a good one either. Well, I'll say this about AI too. It's getting scary. I don't know. I saw a clip of Tucker talking about how apparently he was told by somebody who's high up in the AI industry, you know, Tucker said, if it's becoming such a problem, just turn it off. And he goes, well, we can't even be sure that the AI will be telling us the truth about where it's getting its power source from. So the AI is becoming so self-aware that it's lying about where its power source is coming from, and therefore they can't shut it off. So it's,
oh, crap.
It's getting a little scary.
Well, you know, we had that situation. I think it was early last year before you joined the show. I think it was early last year, we had a situation where they were running a test on AI armed drones. And the armed drone, though, but the final go, no go on firing the weapon was in the hands of the personnel running the drone shop back at wherever, Nevada or wherever. This is no lie. The drone's mission was to find and fix the target and then receive the go, no go from the human who gave it authority to fire, except the drone knew that it was supposed to kill and it did not like the fact that the human gave it a no-go.
Yeah, I think I remember this story.
And at one point, the drone actually turned around to attack the human from stopping it from doing its mission. That's the beginnings of bad things.
Yeah, but then, they make funny baby videos, so, you know, maybe they're not completely bad.
We still haven't made a baby video of me. When are you going to do a baby video of me doing right side?
Soon. I'll make one soon.
It's going to be a winner. It's going to make lots of clicks. All right. So here's one I love. Adventures in Woke World is sometimes us winning. It's not always about BIPOC baristas getting their way on a dress code. Sometimes it's about pointing out that what we knew was never going to work is not working. Japan's Honda Motor Company is now scaling back on electric vehicles, according to Reuters. I thought this was a mandate. I thought we were all about saving the world. I thought everybody was on board. I thought it was all about ESG, environmental, social, and governance. When you run your company, you don't run it on profit margins. You run it on what's good for the world, according to the leftist agenda. JP, you know that's true. Come on.
Everybody's on board. Who cares about making money?
That's right, said nobody in any boardroom ever who has fiduciary duties to their shareholders. And so, yeah, Tokyo, May 20th. That would be 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Honda Motor Company said on Tuesday is now scaling back its investment in electric vehicles given the slow demand, and it's now focusing on hybrids. I get that. Put gas in it. It has a big battery. The battery runs out. The gas keeps it going. Why is that a problem?
Because of the carbon emissions, Phil. Don't you know this?
Well, I forgot that part. I still believe that if you mounted a fan on the front, you could be recharging that battery the entire time. Okay.
Nah, we're mixing too much woke into this.
No, I just see it. You got a little hood scoop. And it's not a hood scoop for the engine. It's a hood scoop for a fan. And it turns like the inside of a vacuum cleaner. It's just catching air. But it's spinning like a little generator, and it's charging the freaking batteries back up. Why is that a problem? And the faster you drive, the more it charges.
I'm sure that one would be a winner.
And there goes your range anxiety. All right. I'm not going to patent that. Somebody's going to steal it, I guarantee you. Anyway, the bottom line is this. The automaker is aiming to sell 2.2 million to 2.3 million hybrid vehicles by 2030, but they ain't going to be on the EV anymore. You know what? Here's the deal. The woke world has proven that the market will self-correct. I said this all along. The market will self-correct. And you cannot have the government picking the winners and losers. You can't. You can't have the government picking the winners and losers in the market, because that's not the free market. The free market is where you have to build the better mousetrap and you drive people to it, and supply and demand are complementary. If supply outweighs demand, the market will self-correct, and that just proved it. Woke world, you lost. The EV market, if you want an EV, go buy it, but the EV market cannot be forced into the 100% compliance rate. It's not going to work. Supply and demand, it's called Economics 101. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. And listen, I'm going to do something I don't usually do. I'm going to reach back to part of today's monologue to close out the show, talking about Memorial Day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.